fun and info. Finfo. Or would that be funfo? Either way, it's time for It's Your Health, and it ain't rocket science. Here are Dr. Decker Weiss and Dr. Holly Lucille.
Dr. Holly's not with us, so it's just me today. We are talking about addiction. There's a new way to look at it. When we look at addiction, the models, and this is nobody's fault, okay? The models are about 4 to 8% success if you look at over a 3 to 5 year period. Success being no recidivism. That doesn't mean that they turn around and they're great people. It doesn't mean that they didn't trade their drinking every day for woman carousing or for becoming obese. It just means that that addiction to that substance is no longer there, or they're no longer acting on it. We have to do better. We simply have to do better. And part of the reason why we have to do better is the drugs out there are becoming incredibly, incredibly more toxic. We have things called bath salts. We have things called spice. I have a 3-year-old and I have a 22-year-old, and I am nervous because they can't experiment. They can't. It is natural. Look, it's natural for teenagers to try something once or to do something away from their parents. There is no freebie anymore. There's bad marijuana laced with chemicals, and these basement chemists know how to make this stuff. In the state of Arizona, where I have the medical license, some of these things aren't illegal to sell, these bath salts and things. Other states have banned them. But the addiction model is the thing that we're going to have to look at. We're going to have to admit basically that we can't keep the drugs away and that they're going to continue to get more addictive. Heroin's back, just for those who have not realized this. Yes, Afghan heroin is on the streets of America in places from Columbus, Ohio to Scottsdale, Arizona. It is in the high schools. And yes, it's absolutely shocking thinking of heroin in America high schools, and it is incredibly common. So what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to get a hold of them early, and we're going to have to look at a different treatment model. And that's what I'm going to hear to talk to you about today. Now, why is a cardiologist talking about addiction to treatment? Because I treated a lot of it. I treated a lot of it because I looked at it very, very differently. And I can't say that I had much more success. What I can say is I was probably in the 20 to 25% range, but I didn't have a big enough sample of people. I didn't have 500 patients a year. I had a few hundred patients through my career that I treated, and I'd say most of them are fine now. One of the things I did is I let them know that there's the people who get through addiction have a series of characteristics in their personality and the way they go through their life, and I would try and bring them to those things and talk therapy. But chemically, I looked at it very, very differently. Number one, the new model for treating addiction is no addictions, meaning that there's a rule that you never take the cigarettes away from a drunk. It's a very, very common statement you hear in AA meetings. I took the cigarettes away from drunks. I did. Second thing, eat what you want, comfort food, while you're going through it. Wrong. I look at it as a form of a detox. Being a naturopathic physician, along with a conventionally trained physician, I just look at, you know, what do they call it when you're coming off heroin? What do they call it when you're coming off alcohol? They call it detoxing. I think that's an accurate term. But so why aren't we detoxing their livers completely? Why are we adding a different form of chemicals like more nicotine or bad foods or things like that? Why are we adding those to the mix while we're just isolating out one chemical? So when patients came to me, they did an 8 to 12 week detox. Now, the third thing that I did is I extensively used a tool called infrared sauna. Now, infrared sauna makes you sweat, but it also pulls solvents and toxins out of skin. There is a new addiction center in Arizona that is very interesting. They have an infrared sauna room, and every morning the addicts wake up, go in, and they jog 3 miles while they're in the room with the infrared sauna. Fabulous. Absolutely fabulous. Why? Exercise is also an addiction. I understand that. And look, maybe it did part, and part of any addiction success sometimes is trading for healthy addictions. Okay. Hey, let me take a sidebar. Physicians are a bunch of hypocrites on this issue. Look, I went through this thing called medical school where I was hugely financially in debt, sleep deprived, ate terrible food. I finished overweight, exhausted. Then I went into residency where I proceeded to get really, really skinny because I was really, really broke. And I went through these things. That's not good for you. I did it at all costs. I traded maybe years off my life, financial success, broke a lot of relationships up that I would have liked to have held. That's a form of addiction to a degree, listeners, and I understand that. A lot of physicians need to maybe look at, when they're talking to patients, that we're not the best ones to preach about how to go about handling addictions. But addiction's an addiction. We're talking about chemicals here and getting them off of them. But the new addiction model, even the way we would handle medical school would be different. Your foods would be healthier. You would actually get more breaks. You'd breathe, and you'd probably make a better doctor. But anyway, back to our new model overall for addiction. Number one is what we talked about. We said that we were going to do talk therapy about characteristics of the people who succeed. And this is what we talked about in talk therapy. Not drilling over and over what they've done wrong in their life. Here's characteristics of people who succeed. Second of all, we're talking about is not saying, okay, you can smoke or you can eat bad food while we're withdrawing your heroin. Wrong. We're detoxing the whole body. We are pulling the bad foods out. We are pulling the cigarettes out. We are pulling everything out. And we are getting them addicted to good foods. Look, if they have an addictive personality, we can get them addicted to eating whole grains and deep, dark, leafy greens and king kale and all that stuff and getting their body in shape and getting them in exercise. So be it. If the best thing we could do is trade for healthy, beneficial addictions, it's still a much, much better far cry than what we've been doing from our 4-8% success model before. The next thing is we study their neurotransmitters and we study their hormones. Listeners out there, if you have addiction or you know somebody's out there, you have to run an IGF-1, which is a measurement of your growth hormone. You have to run your testosterone. You have to run your estrogen. You have to run your progesterone. You have to run all of those hormones. In addition, you have to do your urine test for the neurotransmitters. Serotonin, dopamine, glutamine. These are all off. When we look, whether it's the addiction that caused the neurotransmitters to be off or the neurotransmitters off causing addiction, so what? They're off. And now, so when I had patients come into my office, what did I do? I talked about characteristics of the successors. Okay. What I do? I said, you're completely detoxing. You're getting an infrared, you're sauna, you're running, you're doing these things. Third thing, what am I doing? I'm looking for their hormone. I'm looking for their neurotransmitters to try and find out why they are doing this. I don't want to know why, because they've had a bad childhood. If they want to talk to a separate psychologist about that, that's their business. But I'm not finding that that helped them. What I did find is when their dopamine came up naturally and their serotonin came up naturally, and these are neurotransmitters. And when their glutamate and histamine and these excitatory ones calmed down, we edge those things down, that guess what? They felt less cravings. They felt less need to do it. Their self-esteem and self-worth was easier to get to grow. Look at what we're surrounding them with here. We are removing the chemicals and junk out of their body. We are balancing their neurotransmitters naturally. We are balancing their hormones. And I'll tell you, this IGF-1 thing is the way we measure growth hormone. This is very, very big in addicts. I find it's low almost every time. And my success rate is much higher. So to find a doctor that can use this new model for addiction, go to naturopathicdoctors.org or naturedoctors.org, or start talking to your general doctor about running your hormones and neurotransmitters while you're looking around for it. We need to get addiction under control. It is absolutely devastating our youth and our country, and it's time to move on for it. And that's how we are going to keep you healthy and well and happy at Radio MD and RadioMD.com. And you're going to see a blog come out about this, and I'm going to show you in writing how I treat this awful disease. Stay well.